Chodesh, everybody, good Chodesh, Bukhim Aboim, welcome back to everybody, whoever managed to go away, whoever managed to enjoy the quietness and the calmness here, also, hope you had a very nice break. It's very interesting that I remember that Rabbi Moir, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi HaLevi Shmulevitz, Shlita, told me, when I was in Yeshiva as a Bocher, he told me that he asked once Rav Shach. He's a shtickel mechutin, was very close to Rav Shach. And he asked once Rav Shach, if you divide the year, the Yiddish year into two parts, so it's probably between, it's probably Pesach, Sukkot, Sukkot, Pesach kind of thing, if you divide it into two. So he said that, why is it that, I'm saying in real terms, he says, he doesn't really need a break in the summer, during the summer weeks. Doesn't really need, saying you've got, especially in yeshivas, but even beyond yeshivas, you don't really need a break. You've got your Yom Tovim, and you've got, why do you need the summer holidays? And especially in certain, there was years there was accidents and there was terrible incidents happening during the summer weeks. So he said, why do we really need the summer holidays? Yeshiva should just keep going straight throughout the whole, and everybody should just like keep on working and moving and learning and throughout the summer weeks. There's no need. Wait, hold on a few weeks, and you've got Yom Tovim, you've got Chol HaMoed. You don't have to. Like, why do you need to make a summer holidays? What's the point of that? Rav Shach was adamant and absolutely firmly of the opinion that there must be a holiday in the summer. He was absolutely opinionated. That's what I heard from Rabbi Avraham. He discussed it with Rav Shach. And Rav Shach told him that, no, there must be. So first of all, it was a minik to go into summer holidays. That's the Yiddish year has been established like that. For a number of generations already, that is a summer break. He said, that's point number one. But he says, more than that, he said the following reason. He said, if you divide the year into two, so it comes out that Elul, if we would leave out the summer holidays, look what Das Torah says. If we just push away the summer holidays, what happened is that Elul would be the end of the season. It would be the end of Savzman, as far as Yeshiva is concerned. But as far as the regular world also, would be the end of the season. It would be the end of the Pesach till Sukkot season. It would be the end of the season. And it's naturally a person is inclined to be a bit lax at the end of a season. It takes off a little bit. Like, you know, it's end of Zman. It's the end of, you know, it's like, we're looking forward to this. You know, it's the end. It's just the pre-break kind of atmosphere. The pre-break atmosphere, the end of Zman. So, and he said that the days, the 40 days, the 30 or the 40 days rather, between Rosh Chodesh Elul and the Yom leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, he said this can't be an end. This must be a strong, firm beginning. It must be with enthusiasm, with focus, with concentration. He must come with full kochus and full cheshek. And he said, therefore, there must be a break. Take a few days, or a couple of weeks, or a week, or whatever it is. Take a bit off, so that it will be haschola rather than a sof zman. And that's what Rav Shach said, and that's what he said. That's probably why the minig has always been that one takes a little break, then to refresh koiches, one can focus and with clear vision work towards the 40 days of a chodesh elul in those very very special heiliger days ahead of us. I just thought it's interesting to share with you that little point I heard a few years ago from Moir Rebbe Avraham Shmulevitz. Okay, I hope that you had a nice break, and I do hope that the recorded shul were of some TLS. Hope they were. They were very varied halachas. Some of them probably very very relevant. Others a little bit less so. I think we should just maybe were there any TLS? Were there any point? Was there? Yeah. So, pardon? Still catching up. Okay. I thought that maybe we should start again just from the last year. I started in Sim Reish Nun. Maybe let's just start again from that, just that to get back, because it's a new topic as well. So Hachonis Asudis L'Shabbos, was that the last year? Yeah, I think that's pretty much the last year. I think it is. Okay, so Sim Reish Nun is Hachonis Asudis L'Shabbos, and that's in terms of preparation for the meals for Shabbos. There's many interesting halachas in this siman. Okay, Yashkim, page 30. Yashkim, baboike, b'yom shishi. Get up early in the morning on Friday. Lehochen Tzarkei Shabbos, to prepare the preparations, the necessities for Shabbos. Ve'afilu, and even. Yesh lekamo avorim, even if he's got numerous servants, leshamshoy, to help him, to do the work for him. Nevertheless, yishtadel, he should attempt. Lehochen be'atzmo, you still should do things yourself. One thing at least, the talk of Shabbos, for the preparation of Shabbos, kedei, in order to prepare Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. Don't just rely on your servants, even if they are good, reliable servants. You should do something yourself anyway. Key, as we find, Rav Chista, Hoyo, Mechatech, Ayorok, Dak, Dak, we find a very, the Amoroim themselves, they prepared. And they did things for preparation for Shabbos themselves, personally. And he used to cut the vegetables thin. He used to cut it himself. They used to prepare the wood to heat up the house or for cooking purposes. They used to prepare the wood, the fire for Shabbos. Used to himself light the prepare the fire base. Madlik used to light it himself. By the way, if some of you have got a minute of preparing the Shabbos candles for your rebbetzins, then everybody's got a minute. So that's probably the makoyl. Rabbi Zeruya Madlik or Eish. So while she's got a minute, the halacha is that women do the hadlokas leil Shabbos. There is an ancient minute that the husband prepares for it, and the makoyl for that initially may have been from Rabbi Zeruya Madlik or Eish, that he used to do his part to support her, to her mitzvah hadlokas leil. Rav Nachman used to prepare the house, machen his kelim atzichim leShabbos, bring in all the kelim that were needed for Shabbos, umefanek leachol, and take away all the weekday stuff we put away. He used to do that. He used to do the schlepping part. Umehem yilmot kol adam, from them anybody should learn. For loyoy man, a person should not say loy efkom kvod is nishman kovet. It's beyond my prestige. It was fine when I was a youngster, but now it's a little bit beyond my honor. I am a little bit past that stage of doing preparations for Shabbos. I'm a little bit past that stage for that. Don't do that. Kizeu kvoidoi, this is its covet, shemechabet haShabbos. It's your covet. It is your covet if you're preparing for Shabbos. Shabbos is a lot more choshev than you. And if you prepare it for Shabbos, then you're mechubet yourself. Yesh la'ashchiz asakin b'erev Shabbos. Fascinating Ramah, widely quoted. It is a mitzvah to prepare, to sharpen the knives on Fridays. Kizeu mikvoid haShabbos, because it is the covet of Shabbos. That the chalas is cut, or whatever may be cut, is not cut in a, on is not like broken into pieces, but on the contrary, that it's sharp knife and you don't, everything is cut very sharply. I'm going to start with that last halacha, which is very, very interesting. I'm going to start with that last final point over here, which is the chitu chasakin, which I find is such a fascinating halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that in Sifkot and Hey, Kizeu Kvod Uvisifri Mas Michlo Akov Yedatu Kisholem Alecho. So Ashchos is Sakin. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Sifri that it's learned from a pasuk Yedato, and you should know Kisholem Alecho, that you tend to be peaceful. So Ashchos is Sakin Kim Kea Sakin. When the knife is not sharp, Yuchalovo Lifom Yedikitot Chas V'Sholem, you're going to end up fighting. Who are you going to fight with? With your Rebbetzin. Yeah, your Rebbetzin. He said, it's not cutting and not. So that reminds me of a story that I heard from my Schwer Zang Zuntenstag. And he said there was once a person who was the knife was not very sharp, and then because of that, so he starts, you know, the knife is not sharp, should have been sharpened for Shabbos, and then he saw that it's not sharp enough, and he tells his Rebbetzin, you should really see to it that the knife should be very, very sharp. You know, it's not right. The halacha says the knife should be sharp, and he starts turning off a little bit. You know, the knife is it's not good enough. It's not covered Shabbos if the knife is not sharp, and he starts raising his voice to his wife. You know, the knife is not, it's not sharp enough. Very much forgetting that the whole idea is that if that's exactly the opposite. You know. The whole idea is that the knife should, it's in order to bring shalom bayis, and not the opposite. If you are getting eggy about the fact that the knife is not sharp and the retention is raising because of that, then it's obviously the opposite of what's really intended. But Yeah, so the Ashchaz HaSakin is also learned from Kavod Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here says in Sifkotin Aleph, I think I spoke about that in the recorded shir, about the person should ensure the Yashkim Aboik, a person should wake up early to prepare Tzorkei Shabbos. So the discussion is as to whether you should cancel learning for that or not. And Lamaisa says you should not cancel learning. Mishnah Berurah Sifkotin Aleph says if you've got your learning session in the morning, you should not cancel that in order to prepare for Shabbos, because chances are you'll manage anyway, as long as it shouldn't be caused by the Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkotin Beis says something very fascinating. He says that Toiv Shema Al Kol Dovah Sheikne, a person, whenever he buys something, he should say Zeh Lechvod Shabbos. Do you do that when you go to Kozinski's and you buy your challis? When you go to Mendy's and you buy your whatever it is, you say Zeh Kvod Shabbos, ki the dibu who poil hab b'kedusha, by speaking and verbalizing what you're doing, it's helping a lot for the kedusha. So Mishnah Berurah said it is the right thing to do to say and to verbalize that something is lekavod Shabbos. Pardon? Yeah, well, he speaks about Shabbos. He says Toiv sheyoyim al kol davar shekoyin, and any item you are purchasing, you should say Zehu, this is lechvod Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos. Ki adibu poil haba b'kedusha, right? Because the dibu, the speaking, helps a lot for the kedusha of the things. Now, why is it Rabbi said that you should do things yourself? Shulchan Aruch says Gemara, you should try to do things yourself. Why is it that you should do things yourself? Why not? Why taka should you not delegate it to your servants? It shows that you care. Oh, mitzvah beis mishluchoy. So it is very interesting, because Mishnah Berurah does say over here, and there's an interesting sharet zion over here. In Sifkotin Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, lochem be'atzmoy, the mitzvah kibbutz Shabbos mutar al kol ha'odom, v'kedeksiv, v'krosa le'shabbos oynit lichtoy shashem mechubot, hu mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchoy. V'hu adin, p'chol ha'mitzvahs, mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchoy. Mishnah Berurah applies here the concept of mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchoy. Like any mitzvah in the world, it is greater if you do the mitzvah rather than you delegate to somebody else. Now, it's very interesting because mitzvah is a mishluchoy. Okay, I hear that. The Sharet Zion seems to indicate, however, in Sifkotin tests another approach. And he says that, you know, there is mitzvahs that is mutlal gufa odom la'soysom. Certain mitzvahs you can't even delegate to anybody else, such as sleeping in a sukkah, that's right. Tefillin, absolutely, it's a mitzvah which is good for the person. Or alternative, what else? Pardon? Matzah, that's right. Tzitzis. So long mitzvahs, you can't ask somebody else to do. There's no shlichas. By certain mitzvahs, shlichas does not work. It just doesn't work, because you physically have to do it yourself, and shlichas cannot be applied. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating, that's what Pshat is in Sharet Zion, that could be that Kibbutz Shabbos is also one of those. That it's a mitzvah, that it's not just something which has to be done, but it's something that you physically have to do. No different than tefillin, no different than tzitzis, no different than achilas matzah, no different. Mishnah Berurah's words is, Shakvot Shabbos mutelis al gufoi, that it's a mitzvah which has to be done by you, physically. And therefore, a mitzvah is a mishluchoy. So it's a fact you have to physically do it. You have to do it. You have to do something towards Kavod Shabbos, even if you've got others who do it. But there is something, there's an element of it that you have to do yourself. Fascinating. But if not that, then at least there's a concept of mitzvah is a mishluchoy. Mishnah Berurah adds, Kosva asforim yahare betshuva yifash b'maisa b'chol erev Shabbos. That's for the Heilige Yidden. I mean, Shlubo brings it that in the name of the Svarim HaKadoshim, a person should think about the Shuva, should think about his actions on every Erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos, Mikri Kale Malkese, Shabbos is like a queen. Vekilo Mekal Pnei HaMelech is Baruch Shemot, if he's accepting the king himself, the queen is the Pnei HaMelech, the king himself, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, ve'enoy lekabuk shu lovush b'chloi v'schovu shul chelas avoynois. And it's not appropriate. If you're accepting Shabbos, the Queen Shabbos, then you shouldn't be dirty of averus. You should be thinking about your averus, how the week is gone. Have you progressed in midas? Have you progressed in Torah? Have you done something? And it's inappropriate if you just welcome the Queen in your spiritual dirty appearance. You should be doing something towards you. Mashvish for myself. Then Mishnah Berurah says an additional fascinating halacha. Yesh lefanois Kuria achpesh, shkurin spinwebers. You should get rid of the, you should remove the spider webs. Spider cobwebs of the house. Me'abayis be'erev Shabbos. To get rid of cobwebs before Shabbos. If you've got any. That is. Kizeo akul b'chol kvod Shabbos. And you should ensure that the house is really tight. You should have in your mind when you prepare the house for Shabbos, you should keep in your mind that, you know, if there'll be royalty attending the house, you know, you'd also make sure that it's very tidy and clean. Shabbos is the queen, just because she comes every week, doesn't mean that she's not royalty. And we have to make sure that the house is really tidy and really clean. And get rid of all the spider webs or the equivalent. The Mishnah in the earlier Sifkotten, in Sifkotten base, speaks about tasting foods like for Shabbos. Do you do that? You taste the cholent? You taste it? The kegels? Or your rebbetzin? Tegel, you taste it personally? Mitzvah words in Vishluchai? Yeah? So it steht, Atime b'Shabbos b'chol min b'vadai in mitzvah. V'rem es lezeh, t'ameo chaim zochu. Is that how you... Probably you call it at home Tameo. It's called Tameo. Today's debate. There's even a discussion in the poskim as to whether in 9 days where meat, you're not allowed to eat meat. You are allowed to eat meat on Shabbos as to whether Tameo is permitted lichvoy Shabbos. You're allowed to eat on Thursday night or Friday. As you're preparing the Shabbos food, you're allowed to taste a bit. You taste a bit, personally, you leave that to the Rebbetzin. You leave it to the Rebbetzin, right? So, okay, Tameo to taste a bit. L'chvoy Shabbos, you're allowed to have Tameo on in the 9 days, and Erev Shabbos Chazoin, you're allowed to have Tameo or not. Many poskim allow it. And Mishnah Berurah speaks about the point of preparing L'chvoy Shabbos, the house. There is a discussion in the poskim that it's mamash, it's a covered itself to prepare. And the Mishnah Berurah brings in Shem Oilam, he brings his brought down on the side over here. He says that it's very interesting that if a person chas v'shem brings from the sefer Shem Olam, Mishnah Berurah with another Chofetz Chaim with another sefer called Shem Olam, and he says over there he brings v'shemati b'shem Godel Echad, I heard from a very great Torah giant. I don't know who it is. I'm quoting a dear Shua Oris number 15 in the name of the Shem Olam. And he brings over that fascinating. Yishem Godel Echad, Sheshoyim Shabbos Boilem Hazeh, Hafidun in Yishchayev Chas V'Sholom Oynish Gehenem, Ovo Avonoisav, Henu Nenosh Shom B'Yem HaShabbos, V'Nechash V'Zman HaShabbos Havurim, V'Zman Sheyizchel B'Yem Shabbos Tzarek B'Tzarek HaShabbos. What he says in Yishem Godel Echad is as follows. There is a special, a person who Chas V'Sholom deserves to be punished in the Olam HaEmes. A person who Chas V'Sholom deserves to be punished. So, but he may be punished in Gehenem, but on Shabbos, as we know, a person is Shabbos is out of action. On Shabbos, again, is out of action. That's why we do a Motzei Shabbos. The Vehu Rachum, we extend it a bit. That's right. The Vehu Rachum that we extend the tune is because of that. So there is on Shabbos, the Gehenim is not working. So there is, and all the people who are on Shabbos, they're not punished. Now, when are they brought into the Gehenim? When does it start? When did I brought? Is it Rabbeinu? I'm saying which gear, which how do you go exactly? So Mishnah Berurah says the name of Godel Echad, Shemati b'Shem Godel Echad, that the time is everybody will be Cholila if he ends up going in our place. The time that a person gets is relieved is brought into secure Shabbos mode is when he prepares in this world. The time that he starts in this world to prepare for covered Shabbos. So say somebody prepares really early for Shabbos and gets ready really early for Shabbos, really, really early. Like an hour before Shabbos, he's already and he prepares, he makes achonos for Shabbos. So that will be the time that if Cholile ends up in, that will be the time that he is not punished anymore. Yeah, does that make sense? The time that he is, the time that in this world he calls Shabbos, and he prepares for covered Shabbos, he has in mind Shabbos, that is the time that in Olam HaEmes, he'll be honored with the Shabbos mode, and he won't be punished in Olam HaBo. Fascinating, in the name of Shem Olam, in the name of God L'Echad. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that he says Anshe Maisa in Sifkot and Dalet Tazer Anshe Maisa Gdolei Teira Shemechabdin Ubeis Baatzim Yom Laktzorim Kedush El Chal Shabbos, he used to put a lot of koiches into preparations for Shabbos. I remember my brother-in-law told me a number of years ago that he had a story that there was, I've forgotten which one it was. It was a Shiva in Yerushalayim that was approached by a younger man, a very choshev Talmud Chacham. And he said that all the years he used to take the rubbish out. He used to take the rubbish out and on the way to shul. He used to take the rubbish out and put it in the, you know, in the Yerushalayim, the Tzfadah, you know, the big rubbish. What are they called? The big rubbish. So he used to take the rubbish in the house and he used to put it on the way to shul. But he says now he's come to a point that he feels that it's not appropriate for him anymore to do that. It's not chavadig anymore. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's choshev, we can't do it anymore. So discuss it with the Shiva. The Shiva, unfortunately, I've forgotten who it was, told him, you're 100% right. It's not for you to do anymore. It's not up to your stand anymore to take out the rubbish. And he said, I appreciate your understanding. And that's why he said, yeah, you shouldn't do it anymore. The very next Erev Shabbos Kodesh, this Rosh Shiva personally came, he knocked on the door, and said, can I have the rubbish? And the Rebbe was all shocked. He said, where's the rubbish bin? And she pointed to him, and he takes it, and he says, I'll do it. Your husband is too choshev for that. And he took it. And to show the very point that there's nothing wrong with preparing for Shabbos, even if it's the rubbish, even whatever it may be, to prepare for Shabbos is a b'chavad gezach. It's nothing negative or lacking chashivas in any way, in any standard whatsoever. Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis says an interesting point, which is Yarbe Vosav Yain, Umagdonis Kefir Cholte, a person should have on Shabbos, he should have Yayin, he should have wine, he should have meat, Umagdonis Kefir Cholte, and he should enjoy with McDonald's with good geschmack of foods on Shabbos Kodesh. And this leads to an interesting discussion, which what if somebody doesn't want to eat meat, doesn't want to drink meat, he doesn't want to drink wine, or he doesn't want to eat meat? What if somebody just doesn't enjoy meat? What if somebody doesn't enjoy meat? He doesn't want to eat meat. What if somebody, even more than that, what if somebody is a vegetarian and he just doesn't want to touch any meat, or not on weekdays and not on Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch says, Yabba Basa V'yayin, McDonald's Kefi Acholtoi. Does he need to?
No, because Shabbos is meant to be a pleasure and enjoyment for him. And for him, for example, if he doesn't like wine, for example, it would be something unenjoyable, something horrible.
Would be horrible.
Him, meat was repulsive because he was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It would again be repulsive, and it would be against the feeling Ruach of Shabbos.
Right. Ed, does anybody agree to that? Yeah. So the Maizel, the Shach Paskin said very clearly that without going in now into the Hashkofa Shaila of the vegetarian approach, without going into that at all, I'm leaving out the Ashkofa aspect, but the halachic aspect of the necessity of the requirement of eating meat on Shabbos, 100%, there is no, if he doesn't enjoy it, whatever the reason may be, if the person doesn't enjoy wine, or doesn't enjoy meat, whatever the reason is, so the halach is certainly, he does not need to force himself, he needs something which he does not enjoy. So if take, that's not what he likes, so the halacha is this halacha won't apply. So it's not a mitzvah that you must eat this meat or you must eat the wine in order to fulfill Kavod Shabbos. No, you have to, as you said, you have to eat and drink what you enjoy. And for the Shulchan Aruch uses Basa V'yayin because that is what generally a lot of people. Dogim also, if a person doesn't, we saw earlier in the Bialocha that if a person doesn't like fish, he doesn't have to have. It's a very, very ancient minik, and it's a choshev minik, and it's brought down from the Zeh HaKadosh. A person should have fish all three meals.
It's not brought down,
no, it's from the Zeh HaKadosh. Bialocha brings it as a minik roi, but it's not a halacha, and it's definitely not a requirement if somebody doesn't, again, without going into the Ashkofa aspect, but the halachic aspect of a vegetarian not wanting to touch meat on Shabbos, don't know about vegan, I don't know how, it doesn't have to, so that won't be a convincing argument. The Shulchan Aruch is not convincing arguments again against the vegetarian. And that's in terms of Yabba Vosav Yayim Mikdonos Kefir Choltoi. But a person certainly has to enjoy, and if a person just has the same meal, then on a weekday, that is wrong. If a person has the same meal than on a weekday, that's clearly does something which is wrong. A person has to have something more enjoyable and better and more geschmack. And I know that in some families they only have certain type of drinks on Shabbos, or they have certain type of whatever it may be on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means. You should have something more enjoyable on Shabbos. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch means. Okay, to recap what we covered today, we spoke about the person should get up early, make sure that everything is ready on time for Shabbos. Even if a person has got Mishamshim and Avodim, he should still ensure to do something, at least himself. We spoke that it's not beyond this covered, however choshev it may be, it's covered itself to prepare for Shabbos. We learned about the halacha that a person should make sure that the knife is all sharp. And because he would call otherwise Shalom Bayis. A person should ensure that no cobweb is on Shabbos. A person should do Shuvah before Shabbos. We spoke about two explanations why a person should do it himself, because the mitzvah is in Bishluchoy. We spoke about the element of being eating Bosavayam, McDonald's, Bechol, Kefir, Cholter, and Shabbos. And I wish you all a very good Chodesh. Rabbi Yisai, good evening.